So I see two ideas there I think we need to look at. Number one, because this book has become the basic text for our society, you know, we have all kind of books in the world today. We've got novels, novels written on fact, and novels written on purely fiction. We have concordances, we have biographies, we got autobiographies, but we also got a thing we call a textbook. And most of us, as we look back in our lives and remember a textbook, we're not too crazy about them. Because remember, you used them in school. And you had to read and study and take tests and all those things we didn't like to do.
Textbook always called me to want to cheat for some reason. I don't know why.
But if you look at a textbook in its simplest form, all in the world it is a means or a way to transfer information from the mind of one human being or a group of human beings through the written word to the mind of another human being, thereby increasing the knowledge of the one who's using the book. It's simply a way to transfer knowledge. That's what it is. Now, a textbook is nearly always written in a certain sequence. It nearly always assumes that the reader of the subject matter will know very little about it. It normally starts at a simple level. As you progress through the textbook, the information presented becomes more and more difficult as the knowledge of the reader of the book increases. Let's take, for instance, a textbook on mathematics. Let's say my friend Joe here knows nothing at all about mathematics. He can't add, he can't subtract, he can't do any of those things. Oh, he can count. Probably count to 21 if he's standing there naked and got everything where it belongs.
20 and a half, actually.
I think he's bragging now.
Complaining.
I walk up to Joe and I say, Joe, here's a textbook on mathematics. I want you to go to chapter 5 and work the algebra problems. Well, I'm being a good fellow, Joe will go to chapter 5, but remember, he can't even add and subtract. And all he sees is just a bunch of marks on paper, period. No way he can do that. But if I say, Joe, the first chapter in this book deals with addition, subtraction, the value of numbers. If you'll read it and study it and ask questions and let me help you when you need it, by the time you're through with chapter 1, you'll know how to add and subtract. And sure enough, he learns how to do that. And then I say, now based on what you've learned in 1, you can now go to 2 and learn how to multiply and divide. And he does that. And I say, now then you can go to chapter 3 and you can learn about fractions and decimals. And he does that. We gradually prepare his mind for the algebra problems in chapter 5. I think the greatest mistake being made in AA today regarding the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous is a newcomer comes in the door, we hand them the book, we say go to chapter 5 and do what it says and you'll be okay. They go to chapter 5 and they read a whole series of algebra problems. Step 1 said we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, our lives had become unmanageable. Newcomer said, man, I ain't powerless over nothing. They have no idea what we mean by that statement. Step 2 said, came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore us to sanity. Newcomer said, man, don't tell me I'm crazy. Yeah, I do stupid things when I'm drunk, but when I'm sober, I'm much like other people. They have no idea what we mean by that statement. Well, if you're not powerless and you're not nuts, then you don't need to make a decision to turn your will and life over to the care of something you don't understand in the first place. We present them with an almost impossible situation. If we can do nothing else all this weekend, I hope we're going to be able to see the value of the doctor's opinion in the first 4 chapters, how they give us the information necessary to be able to do chapter 5. You see, chapter 5 really starts with step 3, and it's damn near impossible to start with 3 unless you've got 1 and 2 behind you. And we're going to see that's what the doctor's opinion in the first 4 chapters are all about, to give us the knowledge necessary to be able to accept steps 1 and 2 in our lives. Standard textbook theory. I think the other thing we need to look at there that is so important, one of the greatest miracles in Alcoholics Anonymous, when it says, because this book has become the basic text for our society and helped such large numbers of alcoholic men and women to recovery, there exists a sentiment against any radical changes being made in it. Therefore, the first portion of this volume describing the AA recovery program has been left untouched. And I think that's the greatest miracle in Alcoholics Anonymous. We're now into the 4th edition, and so far we've never found it necessary to change the actual recovery portion of the book. Page Doctor's Opinion, page 1 through page 164. And I think that's a real miracle, because you know how we love to change things. And everybody that's ever read it has rewritten it in their mind at least twice. But collectively, we've never found it necessary to change it. I wonder why. Anybody care to venture? Because it works, doesn't it? Now, why does it work today the same as it did in 1939? Three reasons, I think. Number one, alcoholics haven't changed. Alcoholics are doing the same thing they did today. They're doing the same thing today that they did in 1939. They get drunk. They get in car wrecks. They get in knife fights. They get in divorce courts. They get in penitentiaries. They're still doing the same fun things today that they did in 1939. They haven't changed a lick. Alcohol hasn't changed. Oh, the names of it and the colors of it and the shapes of the bottles and containers have changed, but alcohol is exactly the same thing today as it was in 1939. Human nature never changes. It's the same today that it was 2,000 years ago. And that's what this book really deals with. Alcoholics, alcoholism, and human nature. And thank God we've never found it necessary to change it. Works just as good today as it did in 1939, Joe.
One more announcement. Small white / yellow pickup with Oregon plates on top of hotel parking. Your lights are on.
Lack of power will be your dilemma.
Okay. Let's go to the forward of the first edition on Roman numeral page 13, XIII. Forward to the first edition. And it says we, and that's probably the biggest word in all of Alcoholics Anonymous, we can do what I cannot do. We of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. That's two different things. A seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And we're going to separate the mind from the body a little bit later on tonight, and then we're going to talk about them individually. Now, this is to show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book. And when you see little italic words in here, I call them italics. Charlie called them squiggly writing, but they're really italics. But when you see italics in this book, it's very, very important. It says to show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book. Later on in our book, we'll see words like specifically, exactly, with clear-cut directions. So this is a book that's going to tell us precisely, specifically, exactly, with clear-cut directions on how to recover. And if I want to recover from alcoholism, guess what? I need to do precisely, specifically, exactly, following the clear-cut directions, or I may not recover the way they did.
Again, I see two ideas in that little part that Joe just read. Number one, we are more than 100 men and women. Most books I read are authored by one person. And when I read a book that's authored by one person, if I see something in there that I don't agree with, I usually say, well, who the hell are they to think they're smarter than I am? And I just ignore it. But if I do that with a big book, I must realize I'm not arguing with one person. The first 40 told Bill, they said, Bill, we want you to write the book. You know more about it than any of the rest of us. You've been sober longer than anybody else, and that was just a little over 3 years at that particular time. But they said, Bill, this is not to be your book, it's going to be our book. And as you write the chapters, we want to see them. And we'll add to, we'll change around, we'll delete from, we'll do whatever's necessary. And when we're through with it, it'll be the collective knowledge, experience, and wisdom of all 100 of us. So when I read this book today, I must realize I'm not reading a one-person book. I'm reading a book which has been authored by 100 people. And also that 100 people have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. The same thing is killing me as a practicing alcoholic. So it makes it a little harder for me to argue with the book when I realize it's written by 100 of them. And also if they recovered from the same thing as killing me. And that brings up the word recovered. You know, we hear fights go on about this all over the country. Can you recover from alcoholism or can you not? Well, I hope we can. If we can't, we're going to be in bad, bad shape. You know, before I came to AA, I could not successfully drink alcohol without getting drunk, nor could I keep from drinking alcohol left on my own resources. The result was that I lived in a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. I came to AA, you gave me a book, I followed the directions in the book. I've had a spiritual awakening. Now, I still cannot successfully drink alcohol, but I don't have to drink anymore. I've recovered from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. I will always be alcoholic, but I have recovered from a condition known as alcoholism. And you're going to see the word recover used all the way through the book. Recovered from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. I think it's important that we let the newcomer know, you betcha you can recover from that condition. You'll always be alcoholic. You'll never be able to safely drink. But if you do what we did, then you'll have to drink anymore. That's what this thing's really about. To show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book.